The smell of new paint and a freshly waxed floor wafts through the air. And on a clear day, sunlight streams through two-story tall windows of the foyer of a brand new science facility at UAF. Brian Barnes is the director of the Institute of Arctic Biology. He says he's been waiting for this new building to become a reality for more than a decade.
You know, we were teaching our students in classrooms that were built in 1965 and 1967. We had kids coming from high schools that had better facilities than the university. That's no longer true.
Barnes is standing next to Paul Layer, UAF's Dean of the College of Natural Sciences and Mathematics. Layer says it's also been many years since UAF's biology department has been housed in one location.
Biology is the largest major at UAF. We have over 400 majors in biology and wildlife, and it's the largest graduate program as well. And so for us to have a place that has the state-of-the-art kind of facilities that we can actually use, that the students can have access to, is really for us way, way overdue.
The new building is named for Margaret Murray, the first woman to graduate from Alaska's Agricultural College and School of Mines back in 1924. The school later became UAF. Murray is better known as a naturalist and author who helped found a conservation movement in the United States. The building itself is bright, dominated by open space, large windows, and lots of glass. As you walk through the hallways, you catch a glimpse into laboratories and research space. Brian Barnes says that was the ultimate goal.
One of the driving principles was to have research and instruction, teaching labs near each other, so that undergrads coming to class would walk by research labs that they could look into, see other undergraduates working in there, and think, I want to do that too. So that's the juxtaposition. And then we have faculty and graduate students thrown into the mix as well.
On the first floor, there's a 150-seat auditorium equipped with smart room technology for lectures and presentations. Instead of chalkboards, there are sliding glass panels at the front for instructors. Across the hallway, Paul Layer tries out one of the new chairs in a high-tech classroom. They're black, wide, and round around the bottom, and they have wheels.
Oh, they're like flying saucers with their own desks.
They have desktops attached and even a cup holder.
Essentially, they're nice and flat for your laptop, but then I can put this one here.
Layer shows off how the desks and chairs maneuver so students can break into groups.
Have a small group, and biology has really embraced that. A lot of the teaching nowadays is on this idea of groups discussing problems and then sharing that with the larger classroom as opposed to just simply somebody standing up and talking for an hour.
The building is equipped with low-flow plumbing, water filters, and a high-tech ventilation system. Brian Barnes says despite the wide-open space and the large windows, it's also extremely energy efficient.
It's supposed to be the most modern building in the state in terms of efficiencies.
He says there's only one thing he'd change.
Well, we would have had a fourth floor. We would have made it bigger because we still are cramped for research space for faculty throughout, so that would have been nicer. But within the design, actually, ask us in a year because we really want the students in here and we want to try it out a little bit more.
State bonding funded the $88.5 million project. It came in more than $850,000 under budget. Construction was also completed earlier than planned. Classes began here in May. Students will return for the fall semester next week. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.